Catherine Hanula's parents emailed her to stay away from the 38th parallel. That's the demilitarized zone erected in July 1953 when a ceasefire was negotiated by the United Nations after 3 years of war. The Superior Woman visited the DMZ before this latest international crisis.
No one's like really lived there, so the nature has been undisturbed, so it's like beautiful. But when you get to the actual DMZ part, it's very tension-filled. It's very depressing. And then there's these tunnels that North Koreans have dug in order to get through to South Korea for war, and they're terrifying. They're really existing. It would not take North Korea that long to get to South Korea.
Speaking to us via Skype from Seoul, Hanula says people are going about their daily lives there, but this incident is different from other conflicts on the Korean Peninsula.
It was a direct attack this time. It wasn't kind of hidden or in the shadows or anything. And after that, I think everyone's attitude is mostly that they're all on edge. I don't think anyone actually expects war, but everyone's preparing, like, just in case.
Hanula will be leaving South Korea this month and expects to visit her parents in Superior. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.